now hiring. Two words that are a blessing to job seekers have become a curse for Barry Roberts. He's the director of operations at ASI Southeast in East Denali and is desperate to find workers who can pass a drug test. Amidst the sounds of whirring pistons and beeping forklifts, Roberts tells me prescription opioids aren't just keeping skilled positions unfilled.
So it's very important that we can find people that are qualified to come in and do the entry-level jobs. And that's one of the things that's become increasingly difficult, is just to find the entry-level people.
ASI mainly makes plastic partitions used in bathroom stalls for places like the new Braves and Falcon stadiums and the Atlanta airport. And most of the 400-plus jobs are labor-intensive. Robert says there's been a sharp increase all around Stevens County of people that aren't passing drug tests for the same reason.
We're seeing more people using prescription drugs, abusing prescription drugs. Those are easy to get, and so we're seeing a growth in that over the past couple of years.
It's a conundrum for a county that only has a 4.8% unemployment rate, but it's having real consequences. ASI is the largest private employer in the county, so their unfilled jobs don't go unnoticed.
I would go as far to say as our economy as a whole is being affected by this drug problem because we can't find workers.
The rise in prescription opioid abuse impacts the nation's economy, too. A recent study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the nationwide economic cost of prescription opioid abuse was over $78 billion in 2013. To give a sense of the scale, that's nearly eight times the economic impact of Georgia's booming film industry and slightly more than the state's agribusiness. Dr. Curtis Florence is the CDC's lead health economist and author of the study. He says healthcare costs are already rising for many businesses, and opioid abuse only adds to that burden.
We estimated healthcare costs per year are going to go up by over $15,000. In many cases, those are costs that are going to be paid by an employer.
Additionally, Florence says a prescription opioid abuser earns about $8,400 less a year than the average American worker due to lower levels of productivity from the drugs. In mid-June, the newly formed Georgia House Rural Development Council met in the county seat of Toccoa to hear the successes and challenges facing Stevens County businesses. Barry Roberts was the first speaker. At the time of his presentation, nearly 30 jobs were open at ASI, and some had been posted for more than a year. After the presentation, council member Dominic Laricchia, a state lawmaker from Southeast Georgia, told Roberts community members needed to step up.
So I would challenge you, these local industries and leaders, to stand in front of your people and say, your brothers and sisters and sons and daughters are on drugs, they will not work, and we need their help to be successful to support this community.
Back on the factory floor, Roberts let out a long, deep sigh. The efforts of folks in Stevens County can only go so far to make a difference, he says. Passion and exasperation fill his voice as he shares the same message he gave the Rural Development Council.
I'd like to see more state money put toward addressing the opioid drug problem, because I think it's something that we've talked about, it's something we realized, but if you look at the statistics, it's still going up.
In the meantime, ASI is building a new $16 million manufacturing center right down the road from its main facility. When it opens, one of the first things you'll see is a sign, now hiring. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in East Denali, Georgia.